Please join me in prayer. We pray to our God. Gracious God, we thank you for the Christmas gospel that the children have shared with us this day. We thank you for your grace, your love, your mercy, your word, your sacraments, which flow from the manger. Help us ever to hear your word, to believe your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. A few concluding thoughts on the service of the word before we receive the sacrament today. The children have done a great job in telling us what God has done. God has sent his son, his only beloved son, in a manger of all places. Amazing, marvelous, incredible. God's son, a manger, and then a cross, and then out of a tomb. Incredible, amazing, marvelous. That's what God's done. And we hear it again today. We sing about it, what God has done. Now, what are we to do? As the baptized, as Christians, we first of all, because God's son's in a manger, we come in humility. The fact that God puts his son in a manger means that we are to come in great humility. If you try to stand over a manger and you stand up proud and arrogant, you don't get very close to God, do you? Because of your pride, your arrogance, you're standing up tall. For one to really see the baby in a manger, one must get on his knees in humility. The world during this time of the year, the world does a lot of walking in the malls, standing in lines in the malls. The world does a lot of sitting and eating at Christmas parties, lying back in the lazy boy or lying on the sofa as you watch bowl games all December and into January. That's the world. They sit, they stand, they walk during this season. Busy, busy, busy. We as Christians, may we kneel. May we learn to kneel in humility. With a broken and contrite heart, he came for me to be my Savior. We come in humility. Secondly, we come hungry. A manger is a feeding trough, isn't it? And it's quite marvelous that God, when he comes to earth, God puts his son, a manger, a feeding trough. The idea being that we are the sheep that come to the feeding trough. The idea is not to look at him, but eat. Come hungry, eat, drink. As Pastor shows that Holy Communion comes from the manger because it comes from Jesus, his body and his very blood. Come hungry for Jesus. I read in the paper the other day a little article called Uncommon Cookies. Caught my attention. It's about food, of course. Uncommon Cookies, and the subtitle said, "Give friends and family a taste of something different this holiday." And here are the listing of some of the uncommon cookies that you can make. Please don't make them for me. Lemongrass snowball cookies. Let them be out in the lemongrass somewhere if there is lemongrass. Whatever that is. Here's another cookie. Rosemary blue cheese icebox cookies. You can leave them in the icebox for all I'm concerned. Pear crumbling with crystalline ginger cookies. Whatever that is. A pear doesn't belong in a cookie in my book. Give me chocolate chip or give me some of that good fudge. If you don't want to make cookies, Pastor always takes some good fudge. But the world always wants something different. New cookies, new clothes, new toys. There's not a child here. If you said, "We're going to get you the same toy we got you last year," you'd say, "Really? Oh." New toys, new cookies, new car, new something. But in the church, we don't want something new. We want the same thing, which is new every day, and that is Jesus. So come hungry for Jesus. His absolution, his word, his body, his blood. For he gives the newness of forgiveness and new life all the time. And he's the only one that saves, the only one that died, the only one that rose. So we keep giving Jesus. And come hungry. And then last of all, come in a hurry. This is the Son of God. He's come. Come in a hurry. The Savior of the world, the Christ, the bread of life, the light of the world. He has come. He's in his word. He's in his sacraments. Come in a hurry and receive. Don't delay. This is salvation. This is life. This is peace. This is joy. This is the resurrection of the body. Come in a hurry. When it's December 24, Christmas Eve, or December 25, Christmas Day, and parents say to the children, it's time to open up gifts. How many kids will say, I'm tired? Or will you say, I'm busy right now playing with last year's Christmas gifts? Or, oh, we'll do it later, I'm watching TV. I bet you that when the parents say, it's time to open up gifts, you're running to the tree. You're there in a flash. You run quick. Wow, my presents, finally. I'm there in a hurry. And so much more then. The Christian runs to the Word of God and runs to the sacrament to receive salvation in Jesus. So, thank you, children. You did a great job. And thanks to Pastor and the Sunday school teachers and leaders. Wonderful job. Telling us again what God has done. And now what are we to do? Come in humility to God. Come hungry. Come in a hurry. Come. Amen. Let's rise and confess our faith. The Apostles' Creed, inside of the back cover of your hymnal, we confess our faith in our God together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.